Backseat Box Office episode number 149 for the weekend of July 26th through July 28th, 2013. Hey, this is Lena.
And this is Art.
And we are the Backseat Producers, and you're listening to Backseat Box Office, and we are Jeffless this week. He is vacationing with the lovely family of Jeff. How you doing, Art?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Not too shabby. We're recording a little bit earlier because Jeff's not here. And I don't mind saying, I like that.
Yeah, not having to deal with that whole West Coast time zone thing.
Damn you, Jeff!
We just have one big time zone, like, was it Russia? Or I think it was Russia. It just has one big time zone.
Do they really?
I'm pretty sure. At least at one point. Was it Russia or China? One of those two communist countries. Whole big, long country that stretches, like, four or five time zones. Everybody's on the same time.
That would be interesting. It would be fun, and it would suck. Because who wants sundown to start at 4 o'clock?
I don't know.
I've always been interested. There's a couple of states that have two time zones in them. Number one, why did you do it like that? That's kind of stupid. Because you can clearly just change the lines. But I've always
Well, some of the wider states I could see. What was always crazier to me was the states that don't change their time.
Right.
And Indiana used to be that way. Now they change.
Now, I thought, does Indianapolis change? Because I thought that, like, Indiana had, but Indianapolis didn't. But I don't know.
You know, I couldn't say for sure. I'd have to look into it. But I had a buddy who was in Bloomington, and so he, when he moved down there, he's like, yeah, they don't change their time ever. They just, their time is the same. So part of the year, they're on Eastern, and part of the year, they're on Central. You know, when we flip, they flip to the other time zone instead of changing their time. And I'm like, that is the craziest thing ever. And then just a couple years back, he's like, oh, we're changing now, but we're on Eastern.
Oh my God.
That's dumb.
I remember reading a story once about, and I don't remember where it was, but like literally the way the street ran, one part of the street was one time zone and the other part of the street was the other time zone.
Got to change somewhere.
Get off the desk. Ugh. Okay, then. I did
you know
my...
What? Still cute, even when it's not a baby.
I know, but she doesn't make... I mean, she meows and stuff. Right now, she's just looking at me. But thank you for saying that. I did my homework, kind of. I watched that Spider-Man 2 trailer with... what the heck's his name? The character
Jay
name?
Fox.
No.
Electro.
Electro, thank you. I watched that. It was like a 45-second clip, correct?
Right.
Yes. I did. I actually watched that about 45 minutes ago.
Okay.
Looked interesting.
Yeah, I'm interested. Now I'm going to have to go back and watch the first one, because I totally skipped on The Amazing Spider-Man, because I was just like, I was kind of done after the whole Spider-Man.
Well, that was the only one I saw was the first one with, what the heck's his name?
Tobey Maguire.
Yeah, Tobey Maguire.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Because I'm like, Shia LaBeouf, the guy from the 70s show, and Tobey Maguire, to me, they are interchangeable. Topher Grace, that's
yeah,
it.
I almost said Topher Grace.
Yes.
I was like, Tobey Maguire.
Topher Maguire.
Topher Maguire.
They are totally, to me, interchangeable. I only did see that first one.
Topher Maguire. Let's get them all in there.
Oh, there you go. Topher Maguire. Yeah, it was interesting. I am not shy about my dislike of most things Jamie Foxx. But that did not
really?
Look so bad. It's a personal thing.
Okay.
I'm just not
That's
a fan.
Fine.
It's like the whole Gwyneth Paltrow thing. It is strictly personal.
Strictly personal. You know, you're Italian. It's not supposed to be personal.
Oh, it is. Everything is personal.
Not personal. It's just business.
Oh. But that was interesting. Did you see any movies?
I don't think I watched any movies. I started a bunch of movies, and I have not finished any of them. Life keeps getting in the way.
I understand.
So I think I have like 4 movies I'm in the middle of watching right now.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and I just have not been able to pick up any of them. So I am soon to be having reports on either Real Steel, which I still have not finished.
Uh-huh.
I started that before last show. Prometheus.
Oh.
The new Planet of the Apes. And I'm forgetting one. I don't know. But so there's like 4 movies that I need to finish. But you know what I have watched?
Mm.
Orange is the New Black.
And?
4 episodes.
And?
Me and Brittany are hooked.
It's good.
It is really good. I really listened to our show, and you said you felt like it had like kind of a slow start, and then it picked up.
Yep.
I felt like it started really good. Like the first 3 episodes, I was completely hooked. I mean, right from go, I'm like, I was in and interested and wanted to see where it was going. I like the way they're telling the story.
Yes.
How they keep focusing back in on different people and interweave that throughout the entire show. And then we hit episode 4, and it felt very samey. And I'm like, okay, they need to change something up.
Which one was 4
was the one that focused on Claudette.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I loved her story and what was going on, but it just felt kind of a little samey. So I was like,
mm-hmm.
Okay, if it does this for 9 more episodes, I'm going to lose interest if something doesn't, you know. So I got to shake things up. I don't know. We'll see where it goes. But I am definitely interested. Me and Brittany are watching it together. We're thoroughly enjoying it. We'll probably knock down a couple more episodes before we go to bed tonight.
I'm either on 7 or 8, but I haven't watched any at all this week because it's just been, like, crazy busy.
Right.
And, of course, I cannot... What the heck is the main character's name? The blonde. It's just totally... Chapman. Whatever her first name
Chapman.
Is.
Chapman, yeah.
She's
Piper.
Piper. She's changing.
Well, of course.
But I'm not... I don't know, because it's still, like, she's, not that she's becoming thug, but she's kind of getting a little ballsy, but it's still in that little blonde, waspy way that she does it.
Right.
So
I'm
not feeling it.
She's got to develop.
She does.
You know, it's going to take time,
I don't dislike her, but I actually find her to be on the lower, like, one of the weaker characters so far.
Right. Okay.
I like Lara Prepon. Which I've never actually said those words before.
Her character never bothered me in
That 70s Show. I didn't dislike her, but, you know, she was just there. She was, you know.
Okay.
I mean, as far as the women on that show, Jackie and Kitty were the funny ones.
Right. Yeah.
Did
you ever see Men at Work?
No.
Do you know what it is?
The movie?
No.
Oh.
There was a TV show.
Hmm.
2 seasons so far.
Man.
It's a TBS show, and it has the one guy from...
I'm looking it up now.
Yeah. From that 70s show.
Masterson. Thug. Danny Masterson or Chris Masterson, one of those two.
Right.
Okay.
He's in it. But she had a cameo in it.
Oh, yeah?
But the show is really funny. I mean, if you can watch it on Netflix or something, I recommend it. I thought it was hilarious.
Oh, cool.
I
think I'm at the TBS website, and they actually have a thing that says watch clips online. I'm wondering if it's the entire show or just little clips.
Right.
But I'll have to check that out. I love Red. Love her! Janeway.
Yes.
It's a great character.
She's starving me out.
Oh, yeah. The characters are really cool. I like, and I can't think of her name, Natasha Lyonne's character. Matt, like, really frizzy blonde hair, the one who's bunking with Chapman.
Yes. At what else is she from? I have not looked her up.
Oh, golly. She's done a lot. Let me see.
She looks really familiar.
The only thing I can think of off the top of my head was something like, But I'm a Cheerleader or something like. I think she was in that. I'm pulling up the IMDb. Let's see. Aren't you?
Never heard of it.
She was in one episode of Weeds. I'm trying to see. Crazy for Love. I can't tell what's a movie and what's TV. Oh, But I'm a Cheerleader. Pee-wee's Playhouse. Oh, look at that. Dennis the Menace. Everyone Says I Love You. Slums of Beverly Hills. Rat Girl. Oh, she was in American Pie. Would that be where you know her?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Okay, Detroit Rock City, But I'm a Cheerleader.
Oh, wait, no. Why am I thinking? You're saying American Pie. Yeah. I'm hearing American Beauty. Oh, never mind. I never saw American Pie.
Okay.
No, I don't know.
Detroit Rock City, But I'm a Cheerleader. Scary Movie 2, American Pie 2.
No and no. Moving on.
Yep.
It'll hit me eventually, I'll be like, oh, that's where I remember her.
Die, Mommy, Die. Oh, she was in Party Monster. Saw that, but don't quite remember. She was in Blade Trinity, if that helps.
I saw Blade Trinity.
She was Summerfield. I have no idea if that was a big character or not, but...
It's been a while, but I bet that's where I recognize her face from, because that I saw in its entirety. Brian Reynolds. So, hey, you know.
There you go. I really am enjoying that show. Pornstache is, he's so repulsive, but I just want more of him. Because he's very good at, like, I mean, there's some characters that are just so disgusting you want them dead. But he needs to hang around for a while. He is really horrible. There are more horrible things that he will do in the next 3-4 episodes. I do like the fact that when I go to Netflix, they already have next seasons listed. So at least I know there's a whole nother year of it.
Nice. Well, isn't that kind of their thing? Because that's how they got House of Cards.
Yeah.
House of Cards is being shopped around, and it was the producer or somebody was like, when it came down to the final decision, the decision was, Netflix was going to give us 2 seasons up front.
Mm. Oh, okay.
And so they bought 2 seasons off the bag and said, we want at least 2 seasons. And that was what made the decision for the House of Cards people. They're like, okay. Because if they take it to the network, it was like, give us a pilot, give us 6 episodes. Maybe we'll cancel you halfway through, you know. And Netflix says, no, we'll take 2 seasons right now, done.
Nice.
And so they said, okay, we're going with Netflix. And that's how they ended up on Netflix.
Oh, okay. I'm about halfway through that one, too.
I started the first episode because I was going to watch it, and then whatever Brittany was doing, she stopped doing, and so then we switched over to Orange is the New Black.
Mm-hmm. And I think I'm 1 season behind for Breaking Bad. I need to find out because the new season starts on my birthday, which is also the last season, and I want to see it as it happens. I don't want to have to wait like a season and a half to catch it up on Netflix. So I need to look and see if I'm behind a season, then I'm actually going to like rent it online,
right?
Which you can sometimes do for $1 or $2 an episode or something. I will,
right.
Or I'll just buy it because I've got to, I need to, so I have 2.5 weeks. I need to see it as it's happening. Do you watch Breaking Bad?
I have not. I've heard all the good things. I started watching, they were doing a marathon before the last season started.
Right.
And I was going to jump on board, and then something else got in the way, and I didn't. Most of it's available on Netflix, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
But it usually, like, for example, season 2 wasn't available on Netflix until season 3 was over.
Right, okay.
So I think I have 1 season I haven't seen.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm just meant as far as to start watching. I would not be looking to power through it before the last season starts because I just really don't care that much about watching in that it's happening now, don't want to get spoiled, you know, kind of a situation.
Both Breaking Bad and Sons of Anarchy, I mainlined on Netflix. I mean, like I would sit there on a Friday night and watch like 5 episodes and then go, oh, look, it's 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
I've got to go to bed.
Yeah, I can't do that.
I know.
Little kid, she wants way too much attention. And on the nights where I could stay up till 4 in the morning, since Brittany's a stay-at-home, when I'm off the next day, when mm-hmm. I theoretically could stay up till 4 in the morning watching stuff,
yeah.
I'm on duty for when the baby gets up in the morning.
Well, that's nice.
I watch her 5 days. I know. Brittany is, I watch her 5 days a week. You can watch her these too. And I'm like, that is perfectly fine. So that's another reason why I don't stay up too late, because yeah. Aubrey gets up and starts looking at you going, up, up, up. Like, all right, I'm up, I'm up.
Oh, she's still too young to climb out of the crib herself, huh?
No, no, she's not in a crib. She's in a day bed. She's in a okay. little top bed. No, oh. She climbs out of her bed and climbs into ours and
oh, okay.
starts whacking you about the head and saying, up, up, up.
Oh, ain't they cute.
No, no, no. She's not saying to get up out of her crib. She is telling you to get up out of your bed.
Gotcha.
If I'm laying on the floor and she wants to go somewhere, she will literally reach down and grab my hair in each hand and start pulling and going up, up, and getting me to sit up. So you better start sitting up quick because she's pulling.
Well, you do have that lush, thick, curly mane. How can she resist?
I do. It's very grabbable.
Exactly.
All right.
We should get to... Oh, I did not see any movies. I didn't see much of anything. Even some of my TV watching is a little behind. But okay. Some weeks just get like that.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. On to business. Weekend box office. Finally, I got something right, kind of. People like to be scared. And The Conjuring opened at number one, grossing $41.9 million. Despicable Me fell to number two, grossing $24.9 million. Turbo opened at three, grossing $21.3 million. Grown Ups 2 fell to number 4, grossing $19.9 million. Red 2, and this surprised me, Red 2 opened at 5, grossing $18 million. I need to go a little bit further for movie pickingness. Pacific Rim fell to 6, grossing $16 million. And RIPD opened at a sad little 7, grossing $12.7 million. And on to our movie pickings. We only had 6 people playing this week. The people who didn't play really turned out to be a fairly smart move, because many people were tripped up. Our scores range from 19 to 6.
Ouch.
And the two people with a 19, Jeff and myself, we both had different picks. Jeff had The Conjuring correct at number 1. He had Red 2 in second instead of fifth, giving him a 3-point loss. He had Turbo correct at number 3. He had Despicable Me in fourth instead of second, giving him a 2-point loss. And Grown Ups in fifth instead of fourth with a 1-point loss, netting him 19. The only one I had right was The Conjuring. I had Turbo in second instead of third. Red 2 in 3rd instead of 5th, Despicable Me 2 in 4th instead of 2nd, and Grown Ups in 5th instead of 4th. Next up is Nick with a voicemail, so let's do give a listen.
Hi, this is Nick. 1, Red 2. 2, Despicable Me 2. 3, Turbo. 4, Grown Ups 2. 5, Pacific Rim. Thank you.
Thank you, Nick. And Nick is actually, he got, even though his number 1 pick, which was Red 2, earned him an 8-point loss, he had the most right. He had Despicable Me 2, Turbo, and Grown Ups 2 all correct. He had Pacific Rim in 5th instead of 6th with 16 points. I don't know if I said that. Art, you are next with 13 points.
Okay, I got hammered. 13, wow. Brutal, brutal, brutal. All right, I went with Turbo in number 1, and that was so, so wrong. I went with Red in number 2, and that was just as wrong. I went with The Conjuring in number 3, and that was only off a couple of spots, and Despicable Me in 4th, and that wasn't really good. Grown Ups 2 in 5th, that was only one place off, and there you go. That hurt a lot.
Does it help that two people had lower scores than you?
It does. I mean, you said there was a six out there, so, you know, I'm rejoicing in that. I feel bad for them, but only a little.
Next up is Father Beast with 12 points. He also had Turbo in first instead of third, giving him a 4-point loss. He had Red 2 also, like you, in second instead of fifth. Despicable Me in third instead of second. The Conjuring in fourth instead of first. And he had R.I.P.D. in fifth instead of seventh. Rounding things off is Mrs. Beast with 6 points. She had Red 2 at number one, and I think that kind of cost her the most with 8 points. Turbo in second, only was a 1-point loss. R.I.P.D. in fourth. Despicable Me 2 in, I'm sorry, R.I.P.D. in third. Despicable Me 2 in fourth, and The Conjuring in fifth. So to go over the leaderboard, Kugron, I believe, is still at number one with 22.8 points. Scott is in second with 22.5 points. Jeff has dropped to third with 22.3 points. BD is in fourth with 22 points. Nick is in fifth with 20.2 points. Monty is sixth with 20 points. Art, you are seventh with 19.7 points. Father Beast is in eighth with 18.9 points. I am in ninth with 18.8 points. Mrs. Beast in 10th with 17.1 points. And Scuba Dave is in 11th with 16.5 points. I checked through everything. I didn't see any picks for Scuba Dave. If I am incorrect, and there are some that Jeff sent me and I couldn't find, then I will make the corrections. And that is it for the results show. I couldn't remember what it was called. So thanks, everyone, for that. And I believe we have, what, one movie out this week? One new movie?
One movie out this week, yep.
Tell us about it.
I will. The Wolverine, 67% on the tomato meter. 99% want to see it out of 107,081 user ratings.
Nice.
So that's a lot. Hugh Jackman returns as Wolverine in the sequel to the member of the X-Men's first solo outing. Mark Baumbach of The Usual Suspects, Christopher McQuarrie, penned the script, which takes its inspiration from Chris Claremont, Frank Miller, Marvel miniseries from the 1980s, dealing with the character's adventures in Japan as he fights ninjas in the ceremonial garb of a samurai. Night and Day's James Mangold directs. 2 hours and 16 minutes, rated PG-13. Hugh Jackman, and a lot of Japanese people. Well, Asian, I should say, and not necessarily Japanese. I mean, it's taking place in Japan. Yeah, I don't know any of these names.
Neither do I. Oh, yes, I do. Hiroyuki Sanada. I don't know him. Kind of wish he did.
On the Rotten Tomatoes page, he's not credited, so...
Oh, I see him on the Rotten... I am on the Rotten Tomatoes page. He's,
right, I meant, but oh, what's well, the right. No character name?
His
character is unnamed.
Did you watch Lost?
I did not.
Okay, he was in the last season. Did you see The Last Samurai with Tom Cruise?
I did. Oh, okay, I recognize him. Yeah.
He's the one who wasn't particularly fond of Tom Cruise for most of the movie.
Right.
And let me say, I find him quite hot. I don't know why. I just do. Because that's why.
I like The Last Samurai.
Me too. It's one of those movies where I say, you know, Tom Cruise really is talented. Why doesn't he pick stuff that shows that off?
Right. I think he just picks stuff that's going to be popular. He gets to be, you know, a super action star hero guy. Because, you know, he's short and he needs to be awesome.
Yeah. And he needs to keep people from thinking that he is as crazy as he appears. But no, The Last Samurai is one of my... I never get bored with that movie. I really do like it. That's it for movies.
Mm-hmm.
We have to get into picks already?
Yes, we do. And guess who's going first?
The me, and I have picks, and...
Oh, wait. We didn't talk about...
Oh, gosh, dang it all. I am horrible. Okay. Jeff had the high pick with Blackfish that averaged $15,192 per theater. You and I both had Only God Forgives, which averaged $4,025. Father Beast had Broken, and I didn't see any numbers at all for that, which sometimes happens on movies that are only released in a few screens. We don't get anything. So the standings at the moment, I am in first, $173,074. Jeff is second, $147,004. Art, you are third, $143,074. Father Beast, fifth, $59,391. And BD, with the one time he played, $42,879.
I think we need to do something with this.
Yeah, we do. I just don't know what.
The dollar system just makes it so lopsided. And plus, I'm just looking at the list.
Mm-hmm.
Only God Forgives made like $313,000, and Blackfish made like $75,000. But Blackfish was on 5 theaters, and Only God Forgives was on 78.
Well, that's why we tried to go with the average.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, the game, I enjoy the game. It's very fun. It's still flawed. Because we tried doing it with a 1-2-3-4 type of thing, and we'll figure something out, considering there's basically only 4 of us playing.
Yeah. We can talk about that after. Okay, yep. Moving on.
Okay, I do have picks, and they're fairly straightforward. I am putting Wolverine in first,
mm-hmm.
because Hugh Jackman and claws and sexy and action.
Schnick.
Hmm?
Yeah. Schnick. You know, Schnick. The claws coming out.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I'm just moving everything else down because I don't think there's going to be a lot of movement, I hope. I'm putting The Conjuring in second, Despicable Me 2 in third, Turbo in fourth, Grown Ups 2 in fifth. And my art house pick is Blue Jasmine. The title sounded interesting, and I looked at it. It's a Woody Allen movie, which I think is still going to draw.
Crap.
Cate Blanchett and Alec Baldwin. And according to Box Office Mojo, it's only in 6 theaters. My guess, quite possibly, maybe all of them are New York.
Some in L.A.
Yeah. But those be my picks.
Okay. Well, I am going to say, in regards to Blue Jasmine, I did not realize that was a Woody Allen film. And I really, 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 really just don't like him. And it's not personal. It's all business. It's like his movies.
I had to stop. And I can't remember which movie it was, but there was a point where I love all his old stuff. But he was one of the, from what I recall, one of the first directors to do that. If you're walking down the street, the cameraman's following you, like, without a level camera.
Oh, okay.
And I just got I don't remember what movie it was, but I literally had to leave 20 minutes in and tell my friend, I will meet you when the movie's over. I'm going to throw up. I can't do this. And so I actually have not seen a Woody Allen movie in years and years and years.
I probably should give him another chance because he's probably changed his director since I decided I didn't like him, but I don't know. But okay, but that being said,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to change any of my picks,
okay.
And I'm going to say ditto.
Ditto. Kind of seems easy this week.
It does.
Is Blue Jasmine your art house pick also?
That is correct.
Okay.
It's a big double ditto on you.
There are worse things that have been on me.
You know what? I have a baby. Everything ends up on me.
This is true.
She does this thing now where she's learned to use a cup of water, like open cup, not a sippy, just, you know, take it and drink it. And she has taken to taking her food off of her plate and mixing it in the cup.
Mm-hmm.
And then saying, cook, cook, and stirring it around with her fork, her spoon, whatever. So she's plopping food into her water, and then she continues to drink the water.
Ew!
Oh my goodness! It yeah. I'm
babies
and, you know,
are gross.
Babies are so gross. And so she's doing this, and we're having tacos. So there's taco meat and sour cream and
so disgusting.
and beans, and the water is just, it has a little bit of a greasy sheen on it because of the fat from the meat. And then she spills the whole thing into Brittany's lap. And Brittany is paralyzed. Like, it's so gross. It's so gross. It's so gross. Help. Help. Help, it's so gross, so I have to run and get a towel to wipe her down because she is just absolutely completely oobed out by the taco water mixture.
Oh, my God.
She's been puked on, pooped on, spit up on, you know, snot, boogers, whatever, everything all over her, never had that type of reaction. Food and water spilled on her lap, and she's paralyzed.
Poop on me all you want, kid.
Right, yeah. Poop, whatever. Keep the taco water away from me.
Oh, my.
I don't know why, but that was her reaction, and it was hilarious.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. News?
News.
I picked a few things out of The Hollywood Reporter, just because with Jeff not here, I have to do something. I can't just sit here and nap, stare off into space, play Candy Crush Saga while the two of you go on with your news. I do listen to the news, because every once in a while I can go, really? I didn't know that. What? See how good I am at that? But you start.
Okay. Me starting. Rumors. Ryan Gosling and Zac Efron rumored for Star Wars Episode 7.
What?
Yeah, that's the headline. I haven't dug deeper into the story, but it definitely caught my eye.
Oh, no, that makes me unhappy.
One or both?
Oh, let's see. Now that I think of it, maybe just one.
Right. Ryan Gosling? Come on.
I don't think I've ever actually seen him in anything. But I know that as time goes on, he has proven himself to be a talented actor.
Okay.
Zac Efron? I ain't seeing it. Sorry.
He's you know, fresh face, young, up and coming. He'll bring in a female audience, young female audience. Come on, that's got to be a demographic that they'd love to pull in to watch their movie.
And the thing is, to make the argument, that was Luke Hamill's deal. He was a fresh face.
Back in the day, yeah.
Yeah, he was a cute, fresh-faced little blondie. Back then. I suppose that's okay. But he just needs to have the chops to back it up.
Rumor is he's being considered for the role of Luke Skywalker's son for Zac Efron. No information about Gosling.
Mokey hokey. All right. I have one that I read. It's a little quick thing on publishers and fans of Judge Dredd launch online push to try and get a sequel to last year's ill-fated movie adaptation, starring Carl Urban. And apparently at Comic-Con, Urban told fans that he hoped strong DVD and Blu-ray sales could encourage Lionsgate to greenlight a sequel, saying that the more people that campaign for it, the more people that email, Twitter, and write into Lionsgate and say, we want to see more of this, then the more likelihood that we'll get to see that. Huh. And apparently there's an official petition. I did not see the first one, did you? Well, actually, the remake.
No.
So I don't know. I heard mixed things. So I don't actually know how good it was or was not.
Okay.
What else you got?
What else do I got? Keanu Reeves is a supernatural martial arts savior in First 47 Ronin trailer. So, back up to his old tricks of being a martial arts guy. 47 Ronin. It sounds really familiar. I'm thinking comic book, but...
47 Ronin. That's a historic 47 film. What is now? I've got one with the word 47 Ronin. but I'm waiting.
It's number 47.
Right. Oh, it's actually, okay. The Revenge of the 47 Ronin. It's took place in Japan at the start of the 18th century. Well, okay.
Mm. Oh, so it's a historical reference.
Yeah, the story tells of a group of samurai who were left leaderless becoming Ronin after their daimyo, or feudal lord, was compelled to commit suicide for assaulting blah, 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 blah. The Ronin avenge their master's honor by killing Kira, who is the one that made their leader kill himself, after waiting and planning for almost 2 years. In turn, the Ronin were themselves obliged to commit suicide for committing the crime of murder. And there is apparently a grave site where all the 47 Ronin are.
Interesting.
Uh-huh. Is this what they're making the movie of?
Apparently.
It sounds interesting, though.
Yeah, but it looks like it's like from the posters, like they're kind of genre bending a little bit. Because there's a guy in it who's like tattooed, like in a very, very modern sense, and he's holding some type of pistol. Well, I guess the pistol, a flintlock, would have been appropriate for the time. But
hey.
It just looks weird.
Hiroyuki Sanada's in that one, too.
The guy's getting around.
But he is, and I remember reading that he was in, it was called Japan Action Club, which was organized and run by Sonny Chiba when he was a child. So he was very much into that as a child. So makes sense for him to be in The Last Samurai and 47 Ronin and... Yeah, an 18th century set story centered on a band of samurai who set out to avenge the death of their master. I want to see that. I totally want to see that.
All right. Well, hopefully it will be good.
I know. Okay. This was just an interesting one. Just how much does the X-Men's mansion actually cost anyway? Movoto Real Estate decided to try and work out just how much the mansion, famously located at 1407 Gray Malkin Lane in North Salem, New York, in the comic books, which just so happens to be a real address, would actually cost in the real world. And the figure they came up with is $58,180,386, which does not include all of the technology and such.
The danger room, not included in that price.
No, and they do, you know. Doesn't include all of the technology inside the mansion, such as mutant hunting, computer Cerebro, or the danger room training facility. And apparently they also created a fake real estate listing for the property, where they listed as great for large families. Oh my God, this is so cute. Bedrooms, 60. Bathrooms, 2+. Year built sometime during the 1700s to 1900s. Experience all that luxury North Salem living has to offer in this expansive estate, once home to the prestigious Xavier Institute for Higher Learning. With architecture inspired by British country manors, this sprawling 76,654 square foot property is perfect for large families and offers amenities including a cafeteria, indoor pool, gymnasium, library, several garages, and stables. In addition to its 3 above-ground floors, the mansion includes 2 basement levels featuring a laboratory, infirmary, and a private aircraft hangar, plus 2 unfinished spaces perfectly suited for large-scale do-it-yourself projects or the ultimate man cave. All areas are wheelchair accessible.
Nice.
That is funny. Okay. Next.
Okay. Next. This was just a funny little blurb. Once again, going back to the Wolverine. Mm-hmm. Hugh Jackman wore his full Wolverine costume at Comic-Con, and nobody noticed.
Speaking of Comic-Con, did you see the clip of Tom Hiddleston as Loki?
I did not.
Oh, my heavens. It is hysterical. It starts off with... I don't know if it's the directors or producers, 2 or 3 men sitting up there talking about the movie. And then the lights go out, the power flickers, and you hear this voice coming over. And when the lights come back up, it's him, not with the goat head, but, you know, just in the long coat and all Loki'd up.
Right. I saw a picture of it, but I didn't actually watch the video.
And the audience squeals. squeals. And it's funny because at one point he tells the audience, shush, and they do.
They're just making noise.
But it's funny because when you watch the clip, he's trying so hard not to laugh. He's trying to keep a straight face as he's walking back and forth on the stage and just kind of reprimanding everybody. And then at one point he's like, say my name, Loki, say my name. But that, I think if I was there, that Hello. Probably would have been the coolest thing.
Hello.
You back?
Yeah, I'm back. I don't know what did that.
Oh, okay.
I'm assuming one of the tabs has something in it that wanted to play in the background.
Oh, okay.
But all of the tabs have been open for an hour.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, it was really weird. I didn't touch anything. I didn't roll over anything, so I don't know what caused it, but it sounded like music was trying to play in a window.
Oh, I didn't hear it on my side, I can tell you that.
Oh, okay. Well, then I shouldn't have brought attention to it. Sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay. I edit. I can cut it out.
There you go.
No biggie. The only other thing I had, it was just a little thing that I kind of thought was interesting. Despicable Me 2 blocked from Chinese theaters. And apparently they have a history of denying release of animated movies. I don't know why. Let's see. In June, DreamWorks Animation's Accrued was pulled from China screens 2 weeks early, with sources telling The Hollywood Reporter that the abrupt move was partly because it was eclipsing homegrown animated films at the box office. Yeah. It was just a little thing, but I found it kind of interesting that China is doing that almost exclusively with animated movies. Oh, what's this? Tyler, I don't even know this. Hochlin? Hold on. Gotta open it. I may be botching his name, and I'm sorry. Tyler Hochlin as Batman in new Superman film, ? Oh, Teen Wolf star rumored as option for Bruce Wayne in Man of Steel sequel.
Really?
It's all very rumory, though.
I don't like that choice.
Grains of salt at the ready. According to Cosmic Book News, Teen Wolf star Tyler Hoechlin is being heavily considered to play the role of Batman in the upcoming Man of Steel sequel. The film will bring the Caped Crusader and Superman together in one movie. Huh.
They're going to bring in somebody who, I guess, a lot of people have been speculating, and I think that the better idea is to have, you know, the little bit of an older Batman kind of mentoring, bringing along, helping, because a younger Batman, I guess they're going for the peer, buddy, friend level.
I don't think I would enjoy that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm what's the word I'm looking for?
I mean,
not
I'm
suspicious, but not, I'm wary.
Yeah.
That's the word. I'm wary.
I mean, I'm not a big old fangirl. I'm not necessarily a purist, but I just don't like that idea. It does not give me good, happy feelings.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, you know, until I saw the first trailer, I didn't have much hope for the Superman movie. So
what, for Man of Steel?
Man of Steel, yeah. So and then I seen the trailers, and I said, okay, then they can go somewhere with this. Bloodsport remake is happening.
Oh.
Did you ever see Bloodsport? Are you
Is that Van Damme?
That is Van Damme, yes.
Bits and pieces. Never actually saw the whole thing, but
okay.
I know of it. I know the makeup of it.
V for Vendetta director, James McTeague?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I like V for Vendetta, so that could be good. Bloodsport, one of his first starring roles for Van Damme. Let me see, who are they? Don't see who they're looking for the lead. Maybe they haven't gotten it. Oh, wait. I don't see. But could be the beginning of somebody else's career.
Okay. I'm just trying to, like, look really quick through things to...
Yeah. All right, a couple of side notes.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dennis Farina, did you?
Yes, I did. I was going to hold that towards the end.
I'm sorry.
But that's okay. If you want to talk about it now, that's really sad. I'm one of those actors who's been all over the place.
I put him in that same kind of bucket, like with Sam Elliott.
Yeah.
Just kind of rough and ready and super, just, you know, kind of just that cool. He was okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's really sad. Always, side notes.
Yes.
Streaming news.
Oh.
There is a petition going around demanding that Netflix let you know when a show has been formatted to fit your TV. Movie fans fed up with Netflix cropping their favorite features are trying to do something about it. A petition has been filed on change.org demanding that video rental and streaming service begin disclosing all modifications made to films to be shown through the tool.
Okay.
So I just thought that was interesting that people are streaming things and not happy about the way they're panning and scanning. Remember when that was a term?
Yes. Yes. I actually still, because I don't have big cable yet or the box, so I actually watch all of my Netflix. I'm still watching through my laptop, which I'm happy with that.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. But, you know, with the majority of America having big screen TVs, why do they feel the need to crop the films? I don't understand.
Yeah, I know. That is, it's legitimate.
And then the other one was, I used to have Hulu at one point, Hulu Plus, I should say. And I got a email today about Summer Binge-a-thon week 2.
Wait, hold on. Is that me or is that you?
It sounds like coming on your side.
Oh, okay. Start that over so I can clip that out.
I got an email from Hulu, because I used to have Hulu Plus, Summer Binge-a-thon Week 2. And a couple of things that they're highlighting, My So-Called Life.
Oh, good God.
And 21 Jump Street.
Oh! Yay! How sad that I will cheer for that.
Watch a young Johnny Depp go undercover as a cop infiltrating high school to fight crime. With 103 episodes, you can go deep with Depp.
I did not watch it for Johnny Depp. He was much too pretty.
You were Oh, why am I blanking?
I don't know. No. No!
The
He's not an original.
DeLuise?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, not only was I, and still, a gigantic fan of their father, but super crushed on all three sons.
Okay.
They bred good-looking boys.
So, big fan of Sequest, DSV?
I did watch some of that. And you know what? Sometimes I watch that. What was that damn Disney or Nickelodeon show?
I don't know. You got to give me more than that.
I know. The youngest DeLuise played the father. They were like a hunt. They were Waverly Place.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that on occasion.
Yeah, he was, I think that's the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, the Wizard of Waverly Place.
He was the father.
Right.
And yeah, I would sit there and watch a few episodes just for that. But Peter DeLuise was always my biggest crush.
Okay, I can't keep them straight because they look so alike. They're just like,
now, I know.
Even at the time, there was like size differences. One was taller, but other than that, they looked identical. So if they weren't in the same scene, I really couldn't tell them apart.
Peter was 21 Jump Street. He's the oldest and the beefy one.
Okay.
Michael was Sequest DSV. He was the middle one and kind of the prettiest.
Well,
if I compare them to the Baldwin brothers, there's like the pretty one, the beefy one.
But weren't two of them on that show at one point?
Yes, Peter. Peter was on the show as well.
Right. Okay.
And the young...
It's been so long.
David's the baby.
Okay.
He was on Third Rock from the Sun, and he's the one on The Wizards of Waverly Place.
Gotcha. Okay. The DeLuise Boys.
But you know, when I was a kid, the very first cookbook I ever bought for myself, and I was, I don't know, 14 or 15, was Dom DeLuise's cookbook. And it was called Eat This, You'll Feel Better. And I remember the first thing I made from that cookbook was a linguine carbonara.
Okay.
Which came out pretty damn good. But that's all I have to say about that.
All right. This one caught my eye because you not being the super comic fan. Uh-huh. The liner is The Wolverine Crash Course, 5 Comic Book Facts You Need to Know.
Okay.
The Wolverine has appeared in hundreds of thousands of comic book issues dating back to 1974. Oh. He made his debut in The Incredible Hulk, numbers 180 and 181.
Okay.
Haunted by his past, number one, he's haunted by his past actions. Wolverine is an isolated, feral loner.
Oh. Poor baby.
Yeah. And the page is taking forever to load. Because why would you put number two on a completely different page?
Oh, I hate that.
There are two beautiful ladies in Logan's world. Mariko, the one who she's going to be taking part in this next
movie.
She's movie, yeah. And let's see, they're not listing the other one. I don't know. They say there are two, but they don't tell you who the other one is.
No. Would it be the lady from the movie, Dr. What's-Her-Doodles?
No.
Okay.
I don't know, maybe, but they're not. Interesting. Number three, the hand takes a back seat. What? They're,
I don't know if I'd want that hand on my back seat.
Yeah. They're a set of ninjas, the Lethal Ninja Organization, the hand.
Oh, okay.
Apparently they're not going to figure in that prominently, but that's not really comic book. I guess comic book movie. The Silver Samurai is different. Oh, these aren't things you need to know about the Wolverine. Okay, these are things you need to know about the movie.
Oh.
I was totally misled.
You still with me?
Yeah, I'm still okay. Here. I was scrolling down and deciding that news story sucked. Oh. I found the page that opened. The thing that was making noise on my end that
okay.
I really shouldn't have mentioned because you were going to cut it out anyway.
That's okay.
All right. Okay, moving on. Spike Lee wants you to kickstart his next movie.
What? Open your damn pockets, Spike. Come on.
Yeah. Well, you know, there are people out there in Hollywood who are kickstarting
This is true.
Stuff for Hollywood. I mean, you know, Veronica Mars, the one guy from Scrubs. I think there was another one that just went. I don't remember who it was, but he has taken a Kickstarter to raise $1.25 million for his next film, which he promises would-be patrons will be funny, sexy, and bloody. But if you expect him to tell you anything else about his proposed new movie, you might be missing his point. This is for his faithful following. If you've liked any of my films in the past, this is the price it costs to see another one, which can be less than the cost of 2 movie tickets.
I don't know.
Yep. Blame Veronica Mars and Zach Braff for him turning to Kickstarter.
Yep. I just don't know. I think as far as news, I'm tapped out.
Okay. Well, I thought that was interesting because at this point, I think I've backed... I don't want to say a lot of Kickstarters. And one of them for a movie. So there you go.
I never have, but this is all fairly new to me, and I have had very little money for a very long time.
Yeah, that's understandable.
That's part of it.
That is understandable. And I've really, really slowed down. But yeah, when I first found it, it was out of control. It's like, I got to stop.
Oh, backing of things?
Yes, yeah. There is a John Kovalik Dork Tower webcomic, and it got retweeted like crazy. A bunch of people I followed tweeted it, but the comic was his explanation of how Kickstarter works.
Okay.
And the first panel, they show a guy and he's looking at his screen. He's like, "Oh, this is a great project. I'll back it. Oh, this is a great project. I'll back it. Oh, this is a great project. I'll back it." And then you get the but, you know, you back it, that doesn't cost you anything until the actual project ends. that's when you get charged.
Oh, really?
You know? Yeah. And so then the next little panel is him looking at his credit card bill. He's like, oh, random payment, random payment, random payment. And then the last frame is him getting stuff in the mail. He's like, oh, look, I just got this stuff. It just showed up out of nowhere for free. So it's a disconnect of when you back, when you pay, and when you get the stuff. And it's just not connecting your brain.
That's kind of scary.
Yeah, it's dangerous. Stay away. Stay far, far away.
Sometimes it's good to be disgustingly broke.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Oh, heavens.
I think that's about it.
Me too.
Okay.
I'm trying to think if I... nothing. Nothing going on this weekend that I can think of. I did not get to see... I was not Pacific Rimmed last weekend.
Yeah, me neither.
Try as I might. The plans changed. And I don't know if I do go to the movies this weekend, I don't know if that's going to be it. Because so much has come out in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Although, I will not see The Conjuring. No.
No, I have no desire. If I went to the movies, I would have to go before this weekend if I was going to see Pacific Rim. Because after this weekend, all the people who I would go to the movies with, who might see Pacific Rim, are probably going to want to see The Wolverine. And so the only other option is going with Brittany. If I go with Brittany, Brittany's going to want to see Despicable Me 2, which I still haven't seen. So.
Oh, it's very nice.
Oh, I'm sure. I know, I want to see it. It's just we haven't been to the movies, period.
Yeah.
So it's a matter of when we just haven't gone. So this weekend is last Sunday of the month. So we'll be having a gaming cookout get-together.
Very good.
What else did I want to mention? Oh, if you ever did end up this way, for whatever reason, House on the Rock is like a little over 2 hours away from where I'm at.
House on the Rock? What's that?
House on the Rock. You talked about it on...
Oh, yeah.
The House on the Rock.
It's like 2 hours from you? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's like 2 hours from me, yeah. I've never been. I do want to go. I've just never been. But it's just up the road.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I will keep that in mind if I'm ever up a year away.
Yeah, so there you go. So, yeah, that's about it. Low-key. People don't really will probably... You know what? We get so many people, it's just easy to just throw Cards Against Humanity on the table instead of trying to... break up into separate groups or find some other game that plays with a dozen people. I was looking at Brittany the other day. I said, you know, I think Cards Against Humanity has made the entire rest of my gaming collection obsolete.
And I know no one here to play that with.
Oh, that's rough.
It is. It sucks. Sucks, I tell you. But I'm kind of, yeah. I need to get out those meetup groups that I've looked at. I just haven't gone out to yet.
Right.
But
yeah, you got to do it. You got to get out there.
I know. Most of the time I'm just, I mean, there's the whole nervous thing, but sometimes I'm just too damn tired and I want to go to bed.
Right.
Because I'm a sleepy sort, you know?
Yep.
I love my naps and I'm damn good at them. Okay, then.
Wait, I'm going to send you something right quick that I meant to send before, and I'm going to have to resend this to Jeff later, but I am tweeting this at you.
Oh, okay. Let me go. I don't have my Twitters open. Shame on me. And it is warm in my apartment. But I do have, like a desk lamp on to put a little more light on the computer, and I think that's heating me up. Da, 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 da. Boink. Wow.
Yeah, and that's just the board games.
And also, that is a kick-ass desk.
The roll-top desk?
Yes!
That was given to me.
Love that.
Yeah, it is a beautiful piece of workmanship.
Do you use it?
I do.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and then...
I have four games under my TV. I have Scrabble, Trivial Pursuit, Monopoly. Oh, I have this, like, 7-in-1 thing with checkers and Chinese checkers and chess and backgammon, one of those things. And a really lame-ass card game that I found at Walgreens called Mind Trap. But I don't even remember playing it much. Boink!
Sorry. Hello?
I'm here.
Mind Trap. Yeah, I know Mind Trap. It's with the, like, they ask you, like, riddles.
Yeah.
Like, thought puzzles.
Yep.
Yeah, totally.
Wow. Look at, and those like, zip-up bags and things, those are more games.
Yeah.
Look at all are those cameras or controllers up there?
Or those both? Which picture are you looking at? The first one?
The second one with the TV.
Those are all controllers.
Wow.
And if you...
And a guitar.
Okay, the guitar you can see is a Guitar Hero controller.
Okay.
Full size actual wooden guitar.
Wow.
With the Guitar Hero controller bits built into it.
That's cool.
It is very nice. But then under that, actually in a case, is a real guitar. Brittany plays a little bit.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So, and then that shelf of DVDs, that's all my sci-fi, anime, weird, crazy stuff that I don't keep on the upstairs DVD shelf where anybody can just see.
Yep.
And I don't know if you can see, all the way on the bottom shelf on the right side where all the games are, there's an Atari in the box.
I see it.
Shelf. Yeah. That is not hooked up. I don't have any good working controllers.
When I was a kid, and Atari was kind of new and everywhere, we had Intellivision.
Okay, I remember the Intellivision.
And the other thing is, and I sit back and go, what the hell was wrong with my family? When VCRs were brand new...
You had a Beta?
We had Beta. The fuck was wrong with my parents?
I used to work with a guy, and he said the reason Beta failed and VHS took off, because Beta was a better format. Beta had better quality. The tapes were smaller.
Mm-hmm.
He said the reason why VHS succeeded and Beta didn't was it was more porn available on VHS. VHS was the format that porn adopted.
But I will say, Intellivision had better graphics for what they were, for the stick people. They were better looking stick people than Atari. Atari was much.
And it had a better controller, I thought.
Yeah. I know we had a number of games, but I just remember I would play the skiing game, slalom. I would sit there for hours. And then something happened, it broke or what have you, and we never got another one. And the budding geek that I was just slowly died.
Yeah. Do you see the giant enter key?
Yes, I'm like, what the hell is that?
It's like a little footstool or a little seat, and it is literally shaped like a keyboard key. I have the delete button as well. It was in another room and I was too lazy to drag it in.
So cool. I like that.
Yeah, so there you go. And my Puerto Rican and Mexican flags on the wall.
I see them.
Yeah. So that's my little a little slice of my man cave.
Dig it.
Yeah.
Totally approve of it.
Yeah, and the game's out of control. And that's after I culled it a little bit. and you can't even see on the floor between the desk and the shelf, it goes off into the darkness. There are more games hiding in there.
Does it?
Yeah, it's really bad. I gotta cull the herd more.
Do ya? Do you really?
Yeah. I do. I stopped bringing games into the house. I will no longer bring games into the house. I buy no games. I don't go to half price books. I don't look in the aisles at the toy store. I stay away. I cannot bring anything else into the house.
That must hurt.
I'm done. So that is it. I'll tweet those to Jeff.
Very cool. Thank you.
No problem.
And are we winding down now?
We are winding down, and I've got to go help Brittany anyway because the baby is still up and crying. I can hear her.
Well, hopefully it was a good thing that we got to record a little earlier then.
Yeah, either way. I mean, because when we record at 10, then she's already asleep for sure, and I was able to help her put her down.
Okay.
So Not that her mom can't put her down by herself. I'm just, you know.
You're a good dad.
Extra set of hands. I try.
Well, thank you. This was fun. Have a good weekend, everybody. Enjoy whatever movies you're going to see. And we will see you next week. Bye.
Have a good one.